News, I'm Gene Randall. In Hong Kong, hundreds of people held a vigil today outside the school of a young pro-democracy demonstrator shot by riot police during violent anti-Beijing protests on Tuesday. The city's police chief, Stephen Lowe, said the officer was justified in using his weapon because he feared for his life, that young demonstrators appeared ready to strike him with a metal rod. More in Hong Kong from VOA's Brian Padden, who is there.
More than 100 people were injured during Tuesday's mass demonstrations in Hong Kong, during which police fired water cannons and tear gas to disperse crowds, and some protesters armed with rocks and even homemade gasoline bombs attacked police. In one skirmish that was captured on video, an 18-year-old student was shot by a police officer. A police spokesman said the shooting was justified as the officer was being attacked by protesters and felt his life was under serious threat. Neither side in this dispute seems willing to compromise, even facing the prospect of increasingly violent clashes in the near future. Brian Padden, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The continuing political turmoil in China's semi-autonomous territory stands in stark contrast to Beijing's gala celebration of 70 years of communist rule. U.S. President Donald Trump used Twitter to send his congratulations. Taiwan's armed forces are using a floating bridge in their rescue efforts following the collapse of a span over a bay in eastern Taiwan. The towering structure toppled into the water yesterday, sending a burning oil tanker truck falling onto the boats below. Six people, all foreigners, remain missing and are believed to be trapped in a fishing vessel. 10 victims are hospitalized, some with serious injuries. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea has tested what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, it is a major arms achievement and a serious provocation.
Unlike other tests this year, this one does not appear to be short range, though the actual maximum range isn't clear. And it may have been fired from a submarine, making it easier to hide and harder to intercept. The launch also came just hours after North Korea announced long-delayed working-level talks with the United States. Those talks are set for Saturday. Former U.S. diplomat Mintaro Oba says it is not unusual for the North to send mixed messages.
The North Koreans have a long history of juggling carrots and sticks. They combine these launches that raise tensions with what we'd call charm offensives, and that's exactly what we saw today.
But Oba says North Korea may be emboldened by President Donald Trump, who has said he has no problem with North Korea's past short-range launches.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo reporting for VOA in Seoul. In the impeachment investigation of President Trump over Ukraine, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with House subpoenas. We get a situation report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Tensions are escalating between the legislative and executive branches over the accusation Ukraine's leader was pressed to dig up political dirt. Now President Trump has tweeted out he's concluding that what is taking place is not an impeachment, but a coup intended to take away the power of the people. Generally, a coup is a sudden and violent overthrow of a government. Trump's comments come as the State Department's Inspector General is set to brief several House and Senate committees that are seeking documents on Ukraine. The Inspector General acts independently of the Secretary of State, who in this case is trying to block Democrats from questioning career officials in the department. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A federal judge says California's tax return law for presidential primary candidates is probably unconstitutional. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
U.S. District Judge Morrison England Jr. temporarily blocks a California state law demanding tax returns from presidential candidates as part of the requirement to be on his primary ballot for next March. England says the measure aimed at President Trump violates his First Amendment right to associate with voters who share his political beliefs. England says while the state's concerns are both legitimate and understandable, having the state legislature, controlled by Democrats, passing a law targeting a Republican president sets a dangerous precedent. State Senate Democrat Mike McGuire, the author of the law, says the judge got it wrong. I'm Tim McGuire.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B.